Welcome. It's race day in Chicago. Rick Kogan. Show is called After Hours. I'm sitting here with my friend J.J. Tyndall, who was in on the radio the last day before I was hospitalized with COVID, which is 4 years ago. The first time I met him was 10 years ago. He's going to be here this whole time helping me interview guests and then talking all about his creative life, which is an intensely creative life. My first guest is a relatively frequent guest on the show, Irene Michaels. Irene, how are you?
Hi, Rick. I'm doing great.
Listen, there's a big step coming up on Tuesday night. You're going to be at Jazz Showcase. How excited are you by that?
Oh, I love the Jazz Showcase. I'm always excited when I perform, so I love it.
Well, you talk to me. The last time we talked was a few months ago, and you had a bunch of things coming up. You performed in New York. What was that like?
That was a great experience. Very different crowd, very different audience, but I enjoyed it very much. It was new for me because I did a one-woman show.
Creative life, which is
an
intensely creative life.
I hear another.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I hear another voice coming in.
It's a delay. It's you, sir. Oh, yes, it's you introducing
Irene. You actually were on the internet talking to me.
Yeah, really? Okay. You're singing career. You've done a lot of things in your life, Irene Michaels. You are now seriously pursuing the musical. You've been an actress. You've been an entrepreneur. Now comes the serious, I think, music part of your career. Is this, you're very serious about this, are you not?
I am indeed. I am very serious. Yes, it takes a lot of time. It takes all my time and energy, but I'm very devoted, and I'm looking forward to see the results of it.
Talk to me about the Jazz Show. It's on July 9th, with it's Tuesday at 7:30. Who's performing with you?
We have another local group called the Bows, and it's a man band, and they perform throughout the entire city, and they're really, really good and very talented and funny and engaging. And then the other act is the piano man, Nick Seagis, who is our Chicago's own piano man. He is so good. And then, of course, myself, and Arnie is our MC.
Well, that's good. Arnie Granite, you're married to the one and only Arnie Granite, who is a legendary entrepreneur and a creative guy. He give Arnie a lot of credit, do you not, Irene, for you know, sort of not forcing you to get into music, but really being incredibly supportive, isn't he?
Oh, yes. I'm very lucky, and he is very supportive, and it's you know, a tough business, and especially when it's a husband and wife in the business. And so that creates a set of craziness. But he's always there for me, and he always wants me to succeed, so he's very, very supportive. So I'm happy about that.
Now, does he help you? Does he help you with musical selections? I'm intrigued. Beyond all reason for this new song that you're going to, I suppose, sing Tuesday at the Jazz Showcase. Tell me about Arnie's part in your music selection. Arnie Granite has put on more concerts than anybody I can think of.
And I think, Rick, if I could interrupt.
Sure.
Hi, Irene. J.J. Tyndall.
This is my poet friend who's a poet and a musician, too. And he came in. He's going to be on after you. But what do you want to talk to Irene about?
First of all, I want to tell Irene that I like rain. Does that sound?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Those are some groovy remixes. I got rain.
And you're a musician, too.
Oh, man.
So you know
what, and I dig remixes, too.
You sort of know what you're talking about.
So. Irene, I was going to interrupt and say I've probably seen as many Jam and Live Nation shows as they've had in the area for about 50 years. And so props to Mr. Granite.
Yeah, he knows how to put on a show.
He sure does. That's a showman for you, buddy.
Irene, when you plan a show and you get various people to perform with you, Does Arnie take a role in sort of creating the narrative of your performance, or do you, you obviously collaborate and say, you know, Arnie, I'd like to do this, and I think we should do this, but he has in his input too. He's a born producer, is he not?
He is, I do try to get his ear as much as possible, but Arnie Granite is a very busy man, so generally I'll start the process, and then he'll come in towards the end of it and like it, approve it. We'll collaborate a little more on it as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
He'll sometimes pick the talent for it, and he'll critique it. But imagine now, here's Arnie Granite sitting in the audience in the first row, staring at you.
That doesn't scare you. That doesn't intimidate you, does it?
Well, were you Irene?
Yes.
Irene, did you play at Birdland?
I did. No. That I'm going to do that at the end of the year.
Ah.
And you're also in October.
At, Don't Tell Mama.
Ah.
You're also going to be in. You're going to be performing in Nashville in October, aren't you?
Yes, I'm going to be performing for the Josie Awards. I'm nominated in two different categories.
Wow!
And then I'll perform at the award show.
Explain to me and the audience and to JJ, my buddy here. What are the Josie Awards? I don't know.
The Josie Awards started maybe about 10 or 12 years ago, and it's a mother and a daughter team, and they work with a lot of independent artists, and they developed this award called the Josie Award.
Mm-hmm.
It's become extremely popular. It's a sold-out show every year.
Wow.
They're lovely to work with, and I was excited last year to win the Pop Song of the Year. And now again, I'm nominated this year, so I look forward to being on the stage again.
Well, you got nominated and won the award for the song that JJ likes, that song, I Like Rain.
Yeah.
I'm going to play it before I let you go. This song, Party on Lakeshore Drive, what's the background on that? It's a brand new song. Arnie's very excited about it. Where'd it come from?
Well, I collaborated with a songwriter and composer, a very talented woman by the name of Donya Oxford. Donya lives in L.A., and we have a mutual friend. She visited one of my shows, and she came up with these ideas about different songs. So she wrote the music, most of the lyrics, and we together, I performed them. And so that's how it started. She said, Lakeshore Drive, Chicago, you at your age, you're golden, so let's do I Am Golden. And then My Last Love was for Arnie because he is my last love. So we went through the songs and we started writing. And
you crazy kids.
And I went to LA and recorded them. Yeah.
That's great.
And now they're up there.
You know, we got to take a little break and come back, and we'll talk a little more. Irene Michaels. You can go to the website, IreneMichaels.com. I'm not going to spell it for you because you listeners are very smart. And or to JazzShowcase.com to get tickets to the 7 p.m. show this Tuesday at Jazz Showcase. And one of the great listening rooms in the country. I think so. I know you do, Irene. I think JJ probably does. And I know Arnie does, too. So when we come back after a short little break, we'll talk a little more. And then you, ladies and gentlemen out there, will hear this brand new song. I think Bob Sirott may have played it on this station, but I'll take the...
He scooped you? You got scooped by Sirott?
Sirott, he's a big star.
Oh,
he's a
man.
Big star. But I'll do the Sunday premiere of Party on Lakeshore Drive. So, Irene, hang on. Listeners, hang on, and we'll be back in a couple minutes. If you want to know more about Irene Michaels, please go to her website. It's a nice website, very nice website, IreneMichaels.com. There'll be a link there to get tickets to the Tuesday night show at Jazz Showcase, or you can go to jazzshowcase.com. Irene, do you get nervous? I don't perform anywhere. I'm not a performer.
Oh, come on, Rick.
Really? That's JJ commenting on me.
What about
Yeah, yeah, I don't perform any. Do you get? You know, you're 2 days out to what is a very sort of substantial engagement at Jazz Showcase. Do you get nervous?
I think every performer, being seasoned or not, always has a few little butterflies before they go on, or else they wouldn't be a performer.
Yeah,
I really truly believe that.
But doesn't that,
so in answer to your question, yes.
but in part, doesn't that, whatever that nervous energy is, don't you think it enhances the performance? I mean, it's not. If it doesn't, you wouldn't get on stage, I think.
Well, I think it's the adrenaline, you know, it's an adrenaline rush, and it pushes you on and makes you excited, and you continue with the show, and it's a lot of fun. And it's, you know, it's trying at times also, and you have to remember all this and practice it, and it takes an awful lot of time. It's a lot of discipline, but I enjoy it.
How often do you rehearse?
Three times a week for sure.
Yeah. And how?
During the show, maybe five times before the show.
Talk to me about your growth as a, what was it like? You're back in music really almost sort of like full time now. I know you do a lot of other things, but you're really now devoted to your musical creativity. You've learned a lot. You've lived an interesting and varied life. Do you hear that reflected in the way you sing?
I'm not sure I could answer that and reflect it in my music. The music, to me, I just want it always uplifting. And yeah. I guess the relationship would be, I do try to keep my life always on a high and enjoy everyone and like everything.
Sure.
It's hard to do, but stay away from negativity and keep everything positive around me. And so when I get on stage, it's all positive energy. And so I guess that is how I run my life. So I would say yes.
And do you feel when you're performing, when you're, you know, anybody who is on certainly anybody who is singing on a stage kind of forms necessarily and on purpose a relationship with the audience. Do you find that to be true? Do you do that? I know it's easy to focus on Arnie who's sitting in the front, in a table in the front row of the club. But you know, do you catch someone else's eye and you sing, you're singing to human beings. Do you feel that relationship and do you feed off that relationship?
1,000%. Because if the audience doesn't feel it, you are not portraying yourself. You must feel your emotions and the ups and downs of the song and the ins and outs, the smiling, the sadness, the happiness, the whole gamut. Yes, the audience must communicate. You must communicate to the audience.
Wow.
And they communicate to me. They
mm-hmm.
really do communicate to me.
And
so we kind of feed off each other.
And that helps fuel your performance, I think. When and where did you record the song we're about to hear, Party on Lakeshore Drive? When and where did you record that?
I recorded that about 6 months ago.
Okay.
And it was in L.A. through a studio called 10, X1. And the engineers, Daniel and Dave, were excellent engineers. I would recommend them to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
They really have a solid, good ear. And then I came back to Chicago and did some little touch-up on it, and there it is.
Well, I can't wait to hear it again. I've been listening to it. I think, I don't know if JJ, you haven't heard this song yet.
I haven't heard this one.
But he's a big fan of Let It Rain, or I Like
and the,
Rain.
And
I
the
like
remix rain. Is, it's got a good beat, Rick, and you can dance to
it. You know, Rick.
There he is.
You can hear all the songs. Oh, you can hear all the songs on all the platforms.
Sure.
Amazon, Spotify, they're all available.
My
another note I might tell you, you might not know, is that I'm I'm going to be on the Andy Cohen show, or be interviewed by him. I don't know all the details yet, but that's pretty exciting.
Oh, my God. Good luck. I think that guy's crazy, Irene. I think that guy's nuts. But that's just me. So let's let everybody hear Irene Michaels. Again, she'll be performing a Tuesday night, 7 o'clock at Jazz Showcase, one of the great clubs in the city. Go to IreneMichaels.com or JazzShowcase.com. A guy named Arnie Graner will be sitting in the front row. Say hi to him. Irene, give your guy a big hug and knock him dead on Tuesday, okay, sweetie?
But, Irene, whatever
you
do...
Thank you so much, Rick.
Whatever you do on behalf of the fans, don't break a leg.
thank you, Krista Flores. Let's hear Irene Michaels.